Every time I come home, Bobby's fucked. He's gonna self-destruct. The other day, he reckons he got chased out the park by skeletons with maggoty teeth. He spent all last night telling me a vampire was gonna eat him, and then this morning, he told me he needs to find himself by going into the woods and take all the drugs he can possibly find. Faces demons, and I'm worried. I love talking to him, and I miss him. It's gone ever since he decided to impress that Londoner and started talking that shit. Fuck it. I creep across the lumpy carpet, A4 paper aloft like a floppy old dinner tray. I hold my breath as I slide open his fourth drawer. Poke my hand into the sock where his drugs live. Digging out a couple of baggies containing 56 ecstasy pills, 0.5 gram of speed and 2 grams of cocaine. I replace the pills with Mitzi Palmer violets. Then I pour the speed and coke into the waste paper basket and fill up the baggies with crushed tree bark. I go in the kitchen and swap Bobby's acid and chuck the 56 ecstasy pills out the front room window. And I imagine the pills each planting an ecstasy tree in the cardboard gardens. Big pink trees, probably. Then I wash and wipe and hoover up everything related to bad memories. I don't want anyone or any drugs to take my Bobby away. I want this forever.